turns out we've got 13 options to replace the Manawatu Gorge, so not like there's a lack of choice here. The Gorge Road shut indefinitely, of course, after yet another slip. So what we've got is a viaduct through the gorge, a couple of tunnel proposals upgrading the current road. So what do the locals make of the ideas? Tararua Mayor Tracy Collis is with us. Tracy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Have you got a personal favourite?
No, look, I don't. It's the first time I've ever seen some of these southern roads, so I'm quite interested in hearing a little bit more detail just around the contour and construction times of those.
And so what happens now? They present you with the ideas, the people with the ideas, and go, look, here it is, here's what it costs, here's what it looks like, and they go from there.
So they'll present them this evening at a meeting in Woodville, and then they've set up a social pinpoint page on their website that people can leave comments. They have people available this evening, I believe, to discuss options with them. And then in 2 weeks, I think it's the 11th and 12th of October, they're actually going to take it down to a shortlist and have open days. So I'll be really keen to see what that shortlist comes down to.
Do you fear cheap and cheerful over something significant and long-term by way of a solution or not?
I haven't seen it so far, and for the speed that they're working at, they're certainly putting some investment in. And again, around the bypass at Woodville and the realignment for Ashurst, they're certainly listening to concerns. So I haven't experienced that today.
Woodville is an issue, isn't it? Would it be fair to suggest most, certainly people in Woodville, want a piece of the action and don't want to be cut out of the mix?
And all of those roads lead to Woodville. That was the first thing I looked at.
Okay, what about the viaduct? Who doesn't love a viaduct? If you look at what's happened in the South Island, get you to Christchurch and the West Coast, seems the viaduct's a smash hit.
The viaduct would be very beautiful and an incredibly scenic journey.
Yeah, and so what's holding that back? Presumably the cost.
I think it'll be around the Resource Management Act and getting that through. So I'm not sure, just how many, piles are required and what the impact on the river would be.
What about the locals? Is there a broad view from locals or is this potentially a bit of a scrap?
I think at this stage they were just wanting the road to go through Woodville. I think everyone will be surprised at the options, especially considering in 2012 there were only four.
13's not bad, eh? Good luck with it all. Appreciate your time. Tracy Collis, who's the Tararua Mayor. That viaduct in the South Island, Christchurch to the West Coast, absolutely revolutionary, and you want to go down that shape. I'm a big believer in major infrastructural projects, as you know, and if you're going to do something, do it properly, do it big, do it spectacularly, and you've got something in 50 years that you can be proud of.